What to think of gap years. You are going to listen to three people talking about gap years and what they think of them. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences, 1 to 5, with the sentence endings, A to H. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the boxes provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
Speaker 1. I graduated in 1997 with no intention of going to college. But at the same time, I had no real idea of what I wanted to do. I'd been working at a supermarket for 2 years, but when I was 18, I wanted to do something else. So I responded to a job advertisement for a menial job in a machine shop in the paper. I got the job and I started immediately. My first working week proved to be a nightmare. I was not used to hard physical work, and as my back was hurting from leaning over and my hands were sore from the rough edges on the pieces of metal, I said to myself, 65 minus 18 equals 47 years of this? No way. As luck would have it, a few weeks later, my crew leader, who was taking evening classes at the time, suggested that I should do the same. The following spring, I applied and was accepted for September admission at university. I started as a chemistry major only because I enjoyed and did well in high school chemistry. But soon I switched to mathematics. I found that in my freshman year, I was more mature than my classmates, but had to really kick up my study habits after coasting through high school. The machine shop kept me on as a part-time and summer employee through my college years. What I learned there served me well in my career as an accountant for one of the world's biggest insurance companies. I recommend a work year in a tough job working with working-class people. The salt of the earth.
Speaker 2.
For all of you angry adults who are completely misunderstanding the term gap year, most of us kids taking a gap year are doing it to do community service in other countries and to gain life experience. Does that sound like I'm going to be slacking off and won't be going to university when I get back? Just calm down and pay attention. I, for one, plan to go to India and work at a women and children support centre and help at homes for people with developmental disabilities. Is that what you call irresponsible? To my mind, this is far more sensible than rushing into uni and then being unhappy about it. This year in India will broaden my horizon, and when I come back, I will be mature enough to succeed at university. Apart from that, some universities offer places specifically for people with some life experience because they know that these students will eventually achieve much better results.
Speaker 3.
Students taking a year off from their studies is about as good as an idea as a professional athlete taking a year away from their sport. There's a reason you won't be hearing that famous sports personalities are taking a year off from training to backpack through Europe, because they know all too well that it would be very difficult to make a comeback after a year of wandering around. It's just not possible. And that's why it doesn't make sense to me to waste a year in some fancy location doing some work other people can do much better.
Speaker 1.
I graduated in 1997 with no intention of going to college. But at the same time, I had no real idea of what I wanted to do. I'd been working at a supermarket for 2 years, but when I was 18, I wanted to do something else. So I responded to a job advertisement for a menial job in a machine shop in the paper. I got the job and I started immediately. My first working week proved to be a nightmare. I was not used to hard physical work, and as my back was hurting from leaning over and my hands were sore from the rough edges on the pieces of metal, I said to myself, 65 minus 18 equals 47 years of this? No way. As luck would have it, a few weeks later, my crew leader, who was taking evening classes at the time, suggested that I should do the same. The following spring, I applied and was accepted for September admission at university. I started as a chemistry major only because I enjoyed and did well in high school chemistry. But soon I switched to mathematics. I found that in my freshman year, I was more mature than my classmates, but had to really kick up my study habits after coasting through high school. The machine shop kept me on as a part-time and summer employee through my college years. What I learned there served me well in my career as an accountant for one of the world's biggest insurance companies. I recommend a work year in a tough job working with working-class people. The salt of the earth.
Speaker 2.
For all of you angry adults who are completely misunderstanding the term gap year, most of us kids taking a gap year are doing it to do community service in other countries and to gain life experience. Does that sound like I'm going to be slacking off and won't be going to university when I get back? Just calm down and pay attention. I, for one, plan to go to India and work at a women and children's support centre and help at homes for people with developmental disabilities. Is that what you call irresponsible? To my mind, this is far more sensible than rushing into uni and then being unhappy about it. This year in India will broaden my horizon, and when I come back, I will be mature enough to succeed at university. Apart from that, some universities offer places specifically for people with some life experience, because they know that these students will eventually achieve much better results.
Speaker 3.
Students taking a year off from their studies is about as good as an idea as a professional athlete taking a year away from their sport. There's a reason you won't be hearing that famous sports personalities are taking a year off from training to backpack through Europe, because they know all too well that it would be very difficult to make a comeback after a year of wandering around. It's just not possible. And that's why it doesn't make sense to me to waste a year in some fancy location doing some work other people can do much better.